This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I hear a ghost every single time online. My wave is going all over the place because the ghost's little fingers are rubbing against my back.
You know what energy we have as a three?
No energy?
No energy. That's true. But you know what energy we truly have? You know when the teacher leaves the room for 15 seconds in elementary school to like go get something from another teacher, and then everyone's just like, everything all at once, chaos! That's us.
A talent show, but also let's pick on the other kids. Let's pick on the weaklings.
Let's cram Lord of the Flies into 15 seconds. Fear, tyranny, disorder.
Teacher's gone. Quick, eat their clothes.
I'm ripping my own fingers off.
Oh, she's back. She's back.
She's back. She's back.
We were good.
What's algebra?
I think I told you all this, but one time in my freshman or sophomore year of high school, the chemistry teacher, who was like 24, like he graduated college and immediately came back to, and he had went to that school, my high school. He graduated my high school, went to college, came back and immediately became a chemistry teacher. So he's like 24. He left the room one time and I locked the door behind him, and I stood there and he like pounded on the door and tried to get it open and was like, let me in. And I shook my head no and went and sat down. And he was screaming at me. I don't know what came over me. And then he kept screaming.
You needed power in that moment.
He kept screaming he was going to go get the principal. And I was like, isn't that embarrassing for you that you got locked out? Like, I phrased it in a way that was like, isn't that more embarrassing to tell the principal you got locked out of your own classroom? And so basically he never told the principal, but he did give me detention.
Everything okay at home, Adel?
No. And then he also once challenged me to an arm wrestling contest in front of the students because he wanted to like belittle me, and I beat him.
You told me that story before, and yeah. I've thought about it while I'm like doing dishes and I'll die laughing.
But he was like a buff dude, but his arms were real short, and I'm not strong, but I have fairly long arms. So I think just like, I don't know what that's called, the fulcrum power. I don't know what that's called. Leverage. He had very tiny arms, so I beat him.
I was joking around once in Algebra 2 class, and the teacher said, if you have time to joke around in class, why don't you come up to the board and solve the equation? So I walked up to the board and solved the equation. I went back and I was like, can I keep joking around?
And I'm Aaron Keefe. Welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle.
This is an improvised podcast about solving riddles, and it's also about discovering friendships and discovering the power dynamics of psychopath children who are torturing our heroes who work in the school system. I have a thing, though. I have a thing that I will say about that. With Adel's arm wrestling and my math teacher, you truly can never call someone out like that unless you are prepared to have them beat you. Like,
yes.
Mm-hmm, you otherwise you are just gonna get devastated when you're like, you can't be the tough guy and then lose the thing, because then there's like, you can't be gracious about the loss because everybody knows you just went down and you weren't expecting it.
Can I just say something about teachers really quick?
Yes, please.
If your solution to getting your kids back into school full time isn't let's get the teachers and their families vaccinated ASAP and first, then please shut your mouth, okay? We're not going to torture teachers and see them as subhuman just because you're having some issues at home, especially if you're rich. If you're poor, this is a different story. But if you're rich and you're bullying teachers, get your shit together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very angry. Be nice to teachers. They're people.
And that's our new angle for this podcast. It's all about telling stories how we fucked with teachers, but telling future generations to be kind to them.
Yes.
To learn from our mistakes, although they were very funny mistakes.
They were very funny mistakes. And in normal times, you know, when there's not a virus running rampant across the United States, it's okay to fuck with teachers. That's what Aaron's saying. Aaron's saying that it's okay to fuck with these people when it's normal time.
Yeah. Be terrible to them and pay them nothing when it's normal times.
Get your tax ready.
Really, teachers have to deal with little asshole kids, so they should be getting paid way more, and they should have way more of our respect. And if they're like, well, we don't want to teach during a pandemic because all these grubby little children's hands are full of the virus, we should respect that as well. And this is easy for me to say because I don't have kids. I got spaghetti and I sent your ass to dog camp, so.
Does she ever like write letters to all of her friends at dog camp? Like, I can't wait to see you next dog camp.
Sometimes the dog camp will like put spaghetti on their Instagram because they'll like take little videos of the dogs during the day and like be like, look at this. And spaghetti, every time she shows up in one of those Instagram videos, Ryan and I look at it and we're like, she having a good time. Like, she kind of looks, she kind of looks a little stressed out. And she like looks like she's like, I think spaghetti thinks that like we work and then she goes to work and she's like, she doesn't love it, but she's like, I gotta do it. Like,
it's
everybody in this house works. And she just goes there and gets stressed about all the dogs all day and then comes home and is like, finally, I can sleep.
It's just the videos of her looking at a picture of you and Mariah all day, just sort of pawing at it.
There's a show on Netflix called Bunked. It's like BUNK'D. And one time I jokingly put it on because
the germaphobe that solves crimes.
Exactly. It's a germaphobe detective who sleeps in a double bed. It's called Bunked.
Uh-huh.
But I put it on one time because we couldn't find anything to watch, and so I just pressed play on it. And it's like a kid show. It is the worst thing I've ever seen, but every like 2 or 3 weeks, I'll randomly put on an episode when Gemma isn't paying attention, and then like we have to watch it. It is the most garbage thing in the world. I recommend you all watch it. It's basically, it's like 40 kids all playing the most over-the-top weirdo freaks in the world. And then there's one adult who plays the counselor, and she's maybe like a 52-year-old woman. And you can, her eyes are dead, but she's acting so hard. And she's like, this is my big break. Like, I probably went to Juilliard. And like, I finally got this show.
I love when someone acts with the energy that they probably went to Juilliard.
But all her scenes are like, she comes in and like the kids are doing whatever, like the worst storylines. And then she comes in and she's like, hey, come back here. Oh no, that bear just made me shit my pants. Like, it's all, I mean, I feel so bad for this woman.
Love the show. You love it.
I want to start a GoFundMe for whoever this woman is who plays the camp counselor, because her life is bad.
Oh no, I don't believe it. I think she's thriving. By what everything you've said, it points to thriving.
Adel just did a thing to us that I do to Mariah with food, and we'll like get something or we'll order something that wasn't the thing that we ordered, and I'll be the one to try it, and I'll take a bite and go, ugh. Try this. She'll go, no, I don't want to fucking try that. I'm like, it's so bad. You please just try a little.
Just one bite. One bite.
It's the worst thing you've ever tasted. You have to taste it.
Speaking of the worst thing ever, we are about to do an episode. Who is our old man puzzles for this episode?
It's me. Ha ha ha.
Congratulations.
You didn't think that I would have the energy to be old man puzzles again.
No.
You were wrong.
That's not fair. We still don't.
Oh.
We still don't think that.
And you don't.
And I don't. But I am going to do some listener submitted riddles, and those are going to carry me through. Thank you, listener submitted riddles. Where would I be without you?
Can we also later, maybe I'll do this next time I host. Can we do some sister limited questions? Is that something?
And what does that mean?
Sister limited questions.
You said listener submitted, and I thought sister limited rhymes.
So you think you could do it every time with no effort? You think the thing that you do requires so little effort that it will just be done for you by your brain?
Listen, man, every time anyone says anything, I have a reply. It's not always great, and I don't always say it. I try and push it down, but sometimes it just comes out.
Fine, later in the episode, I'm going to admit about some terrible things I've done to my sisters.
Ooh.
And we're going to call that
admitted?
Limited.
Limited. It's the closest I could get.
We'll call that segment Sisters Limited Questions.
One time I stole Molly's J. Crew pants and I burned them in the woods.
What?
I hid them around different areas of my room for 6 months, let the guilt burn a hole through my soul, and then I burned them in the woods.
That's something a witch would do.
One time we were cutting cookies in the kitchen and she told me I was doing it wrong, so I turned around and I threatened her with a knife and I told her to leave me alone. One time Molly was going out to a party and on purpose I told her that she looked bad right before she walked out of the door.
These are my sister admitted it.
No, I didn't say any of the terrible things I did to my oldest sister. I sounded yeah, like it was just all bullying Molly.
poor Molly.
One time I told my sister's a teacher, and I told, if you can tell by my rant, and I told her entire class of students what her middle name was.
Uh-oh. Do you want to put her on blast right now? What's that middle name?
Oh, no, I can't because I think she uses it as her alias.
Oh.
Her internet alias.
Oh.
All right. So I'm going to do some listener submitted riddles. We have some awesome ones today. So here we go.
Is her middle name Mama Chomper 69?
Damn it. Adel, shush.
My history of rock. My history of rock professor in college, he had like a fake Facebook with not his real name. And
did you say history of rock professor?
Yeah, I took a history of rock class, and it was a lecture hall with like, I don't know, like 150 kids in it. There was a ton of kids in this history of rock class, and he opened the projector one day, which was a projection of his computer screen, and he just had his Facebook on it, and his Facebook alt name was Flamingo Starship.
Oh no.
Everybody in the class saw it, and he like looked down. And he was like, and he took too long to close it. We were like, Flamingo Starship.
I would bet his you dollars or donuts. Starship. I would bet you $1 million that was his that was the name of his band in high school that he tried to get off the ground.
High school. That would have to be the name of his current band. He was probably just on his band's page. I never sent him a friend request. I was like, how funny would it be if like 150 kids in the class all sent a friend request?
No, dude, this guy was leading a double life, and he was going on cruise ships and introducing himself to women as Flamingo Starship. He'd be going, hi, I'm Flamingo Starship. Would you like to dance?
I think it's so funny that when like people have an alt like name on their account because they don't like, or like they protect their account because they don't want, you know, just other people to see like the thoughts that they have. And it makes me think like, oh yeah, that would be what a better idea. Like all the people who have like Twitter profiles that are like not their real name and not their real face. Great.
They're doing it right. Yeah.
What a fantastic idea. You can have anonymity.
Also, that's the coolest class I've ever heard of. History of rock. I would have taken that in an instant. Was it great? Was it fun?
Yeah, it was super fun. I mean, it was like a history of like 60s, 70s, and 80s rock. I may have talked about this professor before, but he was like...
Was the homework to like smoke weed and listen to Fleetwood Mac?
Honestly, it wasn't as cool as that. Like it was a lecture, so we did take like a ton of notes it was like, you know, the tests and quizzes stuff were like this band, this year, this song and stuff like that. But it was really cool to like learn about the bands. I will say that we listened to some music as part of the class, but a lot of the music was you would like listen to on your own. You would just learn a lot about like the band and what they were going through and like what they were doing and their producer and the label and stuff like that.
Outstanding.
This guy had a ton of knowledge. He was like kind of like an older burnout guy, and he was a musician and he loved music. And his stories were not like firsthand stories, but they were like secondhand stories of like, and the rumor is that this is what happened with this, you know, Fleetwood Mac with blah 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 rumors. And so that was really fun. It was really he did get into it a lot.
That's amazing. I feel like all the bands from that time would sit around smoking weed being like, my nightmare is that kids are going to learn about us in a college class instead of like discovering our music. And then there, a man is standing in front of a bunch of 18-year-olds talking about the history of their band.
Now, JBC, you famously have, from two Christmases ago, a gift certificate for a tattoo that I got you.
Yes.
Will you get a tattoo of a UFO with a flamingo inside of it?
I don't want to get a duplicate tattoo. Unless it's like a symmetrical thing where I like put it on the other half of my body, but I don't know how that could be because mine is directly above my ass crack. So
it should be on your thigh and it's beaming up into your butt.
Hey, that's why pencils have erasers in my bag.
I want to get a tattoo of an ass crack above my ass crack. All right, let's get into this. Let's go. These are from Aaron.
Let's go.
Let's go.
At the end of the day, I hear the phrase at the end of the day 17 times a day. Why is everyone saying at the end of the day? Sorry, this is Addle's Rants. It used to be let's go, and now I still hear that, but I hear the phrase at the end of the day so much. Please, everyone, stop. Please,
at the end of the day, I'm gonna keep saying "Let's go."
When you say stuff, when you say stuff like "I hear this 17 times a day," and we're all in lockdown, and the only person in your house with you is Gemma, you really blow up the spot of the other person there.
Every day after 8 p.m., Gemma says, "At the end of the day."
Okay, these are from Aaron Damon Rush, and it's okay to use my full name. These are movie limerick riddles. They're an absolute blast. So thank you, Aaron. I really appreciate you sending these in. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
When you hear another Aaron, do you get jealous?
Are they hot? Are they tall? Did my parents love them more than me?
They certainly sound hot and tall.
Ah, well, that's, then damn.
Anthony Michael Hall stands for Anthony Michael, who's hot and tall. Mm.
Do you think, Aaron, do you think that there are any Aarons that your parents love more than you?
No.
That would be devastating.
Aaron Eckhart.
Thank you for smoking.
They love him.
I would love to give like your parents a quiz that was fully designed to get them to admit that there's an Aaron. Like, just 30 questions into the quiz, be like, most famous Aaron, and have your mom be like, Aaron Eckhart. And I'm like, interesting, mom. Interesting.
My dad did send me the sweetest text today out of nowhere. He said, loving you, truth be told. All you have to do is pop into my head, and I'm instantly loving you.
Oh, the sweetest text.
And that's so nice.
Thanks, that Papa is a Keith.
Dad,
I'm sorry,
the best.
I'm sorry, Aaron. That is a Bruno Mars lyric.
So. Oh, shit. Fuck. Oh, my God. Wait. My dad before that said, oh, yeah.
Did he also text you, Julio, get the truck?
Yeah. Oh, man.
And the next text just says, get the stretch. And then, oops, Matt text that to Julio on my phone.
Julio, get the truck. What was I thinking?
This
what
one just says,
to?
Jackson, Mississippi. Damn it. Oh, come on. Okay. Oh, we have to get to riddles. People will yell at me.
Yes.
The first one is, there once was a robot invader who said to his prey, see you later. With that jaw oh so square and that flat 80s hair, it could only be
the Terminator.
What did you say, Adel?
Darth Vader.
It's Darth Vader. Oh, I need to see a scene. I need to see a scene. Okay. I know that this isn't the actual origin, but I want to see kid Darth Vader, Darthy Vader, at school, and he's having a hard time going through school. JPC, you're going to be Darthy Vader, and Adel, you're going to be Darthy Vader's bully.
Uh-oh. Someone has a breathing problem.
I don't have a breathing. Just let me pass, Chad.
No, you have to play Chad's game if you wanna pass by me.
Come on.
Oh yeah, come on. Is that what you think?
No, just please, Chad.
Listen,
we have to do this every day.
I'm a bully, but I'm a young bully, so I don't always have comebacks. Sometimes I just say, "Oh yeah," when I don't know what else to do. Why do you keep breathing on your glasses and cleaning them?
They're so dirty. The doctor told me this would work to clean them. I can't see, Chad.
My name's Darthy Vader.
No, please. The teacher called me that one time because they read my name wrong. It's Darth Vader.
Darthy, Chad, do you have a hall pass? We're in space.
You always say that, teacher.
I do, because we are. Off to class, boys.
You don't want to see my hall pass. You want to go back to your home and rethink your life. Oh,
I don't want to see your hall pass. I want to go back to my home and
Darthy,
see my
what
wife.
What are you doing? You can't get anything right.
Please, just let me get to my locker. Oh, my. Please.
It's BB-8.
See?
I always do that. I think I did that before.
I do think if I had the capabilities, I would... Because I think at some point I said Dorothy Vader. I would want to take The Wizard of Oz and put a filter anytime Dorothy talks through a Darth Vader voice changer. I think that'd be fun.
I think so.
There's no place like home.
You got it right, JBC. It's Terminator.
Aww.
Darth Vader is way funnier, but okay, ready?
Darth yes. Vader.
Though the plotting's a little bit awkward, at least Palpatine met his granddaughter. J.J. Abrams is back, and he's kind of a hack. So he called it the movie.
And he called it. This is one of the Star Wars movies?
This is Darth Vader, right?
Yeah, this is Darth Vader. But
so, I know the answer to this because I literally was just talking about this today. And I'll give you a little backstory before I answer this. Mariah and I are rewatching. I am rewatching. She's watching for the first time the Clone Wars animated series, mm-hmm. which is very good. It's I think it's like 6 or 7 seasons, but it is very, very good.
I've told Matt Young has tried to get me to watch that for 6 years, and every month I tell him I'm going to watch it, and I haven't.
It's super great, but
too busy watching Bunked.
She went back, and she this weekend turned on episode 2, Attack of the Clones, because the Clone Wars series takes place right after episode 2, Attack of the Clones. I watched a little bit of it, but I was also editing, so I wasn't really watching. That movie is painful to watch. It has to be the worst Star Wars movie, hands down. Mm-hmm. And some people think that the 9th Star Wars movie, which is called The Rise of Skywalker, answer to this riddle, is mm-hmm. the worst Star Wars movie. But I gotta say, after sitting and passively watching Attack of the Clones this weekend, I would rather watch a 24-hour fucking action-packed block of just The Rise of Skywalker than see 10 minutes of Attack of the Clones. Hayden Christensen is the worst actor I think I've ever seen in my entire life.
Just the worst. Here's what I'll say. Because Hayden Christensen is bad, Jake Lloyd is bad, Natalie Portman's bad. I, at some point, have to blame the director. Because they're all capable. I've seen them all in other movies be good. So at some point, it's like Natalie Portman, I'm sure, was giving emotion. And then the director was like, pull it back. Like, have no emotion. Be the most bland portrayal of a human you could possibly be. And that's how we got Queen Amidala.
The script, too, for that movie, the dialogue is awful. It's wooden. It's like,
are you a angel?
That's episode 1. But it's bad. It's really, really bad.
I want to see a scene. Aaron, you went through a process where you had a clone made of you. What mm-hmm. did you just let off a firework?
Yeah, I let off a firework. Can you call everyone? I don't even know where to begin here.
I want
to
see a scene where you have made a clone of yourself because you thought that would be a good idea, but the clone is becoming more popular than you. The clone is kind of taking over, you know, kind of taking all your buzz. And now you want to kill the clone, so this is your sort of attacking of your clone.
Hey, Aaron clone. Hey, girl.
And JPC's the clone.
Oh, I thought, okay, thank God.
We'll have JPC be the clone, I'm sorry.
No, I'm good.
Oh, okay, I'm on my own. Okay, and I'm alone. Okay. Hey, Aaron girl, I like your hair. Thanks, it's the same as yours, just a little bit better. I had a great day. How was your day? Well, great, Aaron clone. Yeah, you know what, Aaron? I had a thought. I think that we should start calling you Aaron clone and me Aaron original. Well, that's kind of stupid. You're the clone, and that makes no sense. Loser says what? What?
And this is where we find out that your clone also went and got cloned.
So I'm actually technically an original now, loser. What does that mean? Yeah, I'm here too. And the more you clone, the dumber you get. I'm not sure why you would brag about that. Don't talk to my clone that way. Wait, you two get along and then I don't get along with you? How does that work? It's because I'm dumb. All right, well, now that there's 3 of us, I feel like it opens up a whole new, like, world of Halloween costume ideas. We could be, like, the people from Mean Girls. We could be Snap, Crackle, Pop. We're actually going as a duo, and we're going to kill you. How does the scene end? How do I get out of here?
I love Mean Girls, but it's just 5 errands.
I could do that entire thing.
So we had a rich. Let's recap.
So you agree? You're also a clone named Aaron. Whatever. I'm getting Aaron fries.
Stop trying to make clone happen. So you had original Aaron. You had extra crispy. You had spicy Aaron. What were all the Aarons we had?
Sweet and sour. ranch.
Barbecue Keith.
All right, for real. And back. Okay. We're going back to the serious business.
Marty, we have to go back to the riddles.
Why are you a dog?
Your courage you'll all need to muster when your backpacks are fusion combustors and your job's fighting wraiths. If you have what it takes, then why not try and join the...
Wraith, don't tell me.
Oh my
the
God,
Ghostbusters.
Wugga-wugga-weenie.
Did you say wugga-wugga-weenie?
Wugga-wugga-weenie.
Oh, what if the Muppet? What if they did a Ghostbusters with Muppets?
What was Slimer? Slimer was a Muppet, right?
Slimer had to have been a Jim Henson creation, right? No.
Everything back then was a Jim Henson creation.
Was
they didn't
Slimer
have special effects, my dear.
I
of
would
course
love
they needed Jim Henson.
The same for the most recent Ghostbusters. Mm-hmm. Kate McKinnon's a person, everyone else is Muppets. That's how I'd break it down.
I want to see a scene. I'll be Kermit the Frog. Aaron, you be Miss Piggy. JPC, is there any Muppet you prefer to do?
What does Gonzo's voice sound like?
I'm a Gonzo.
Nope. No. I'll be the count. I can do that.
Okay. And the three of us are Ghostbusters, and we're inside a haunted house trying to bust these ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we stick together and let's remember not to cross streams. Ah.
Okay, Kermit. Wait, a ghost. Hi-ya!
I guess you can count him out.
Count, I guess I've never heard you talk before. Do you have a sore throat?
Yes.
Kermit, I think there's a ghost inside there. Inside of him. Ready?
You think there's a ghost inside of me? Well, get it out.
Okay. Well, calm down and let's, I know how to get it out without, hitting you with our, lasers, because that will kill you.
Okay. I'll try anything.
Why are there so many ghosts in your throat?
I'm pooping.
One poop.
Scene.
Two poops. Casey. I poop the ghost.
Casey, take that scene, shoot it into space, wait for a reply.
Right. Keanu is truly iconic as this badass, not Johnny Mnemonic. Some villains he'll whack, and he's thinking he's back in the action-packed story of...
Bill
Titanic.
Excellent adventure.
You got it. It's John Wick. I know you know it. All right. I need to see a scene. You two are two Hollywood writers, and you're trying to think of a new franchise for Keanu Reeves to do after John Wick that capitalizes on how much of a badass he is.
Okay, so let's think. So Todd, let's kind of just have a brain sesh.
Yeah, brain sesh. Good idea, Mark.
Let's try
Good
and circle
idea.
Back. Let's circle back. You know, why are we trying to reinvent the wheel when, you know, John Wick works so well? How about we do a reimagining, and it's called Wick John, and what happens is a dog's owner gets killed, and then the dog goes after who killed his owner.
Keanu won't do a dog voice. We have already asked him to. But that's okay. That's okay. I love where your head's at. But guess what?
Sure. Yes.
We already have ownership of so many properties that we haven't actually franchised yet.
More Sush? You want some more Sush?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
The Nigiri is killer.
Oh, I love sushi. Would you like some more crab rangoon?
Oh. Oh, that hit the spot right up the old nose hole.
And I am not surprised to see you two back in the emergency room. So we did a little look-see into your sinuses.
We can't afford cocaine.
It seems like you're putting some expensive sushi up
here. It's not. It's gas station sushi.
Ooh, you know what? Well, I can't tell the difference from here. I'm a fun Hollywood doctor.
We're the worst.
So we're going to have to try to get that out. I'm just going to tickle your noses, and you should be able to sneeze them out.
You know,
here's a big old feather.
You know what might get it? Mark, play along.
Okay.
You know what might get it out? A little cocaine.
Yeah, could just maybe have a souchant of cocaine.
Please, a prescription.
please.
Okay, all right, but only because we're in Hollywood and I'm a really cool doctor.
Yay!
Yeah!
I'm my, Keanu Reeves, by the way.
My grandpa was the MGM lion.
See, this is what I mean in Hollywood. You have to know someone in order to get a job. This
I'm a
motherfucker
Clinton.
Is getting... deal after deal because his grandpa is the MGM lion.
I'm one of the Clinton cousins.
See.
All right, last one. And then we'll go on a break.
These are great. Thank you.
We're on a break.
Yeah, Aaron is doing... Aaron Damon Rush, you're great. Thank you. No, it's not something that you use on hair. And the fans of this movie are quite rare. But JPC raves about Nicolas Cage and his hammy performance in...
Face Off.
Face Off.
They're jerks, Aaron. Don't listen to them.
Con Air.
Who was I just talking to? I was Rob White.
Us, just now.
Did Rob you forget?
Rob White texted me like 3 days ago, and he said him and his wife, Megan, who are both wonderful people and wonderful improvisers, and he said we sat down to watch Face Off because Megan remembered how much she loved it, and an hour into the film, Megan turns to Rob and says, at what point does he get on the plane? And Rob said, what are you talking about? She goes, I remember loving this movie, but I thought he got on the plane much sooner. And he goes,
you're
thinking of Con Air. And so they stopped watching it and switched to Con Air.
Honestly, they're both great, but Con Air, I got to say, takes the cake. Con Air, a better film. I love Con Air.
So good. Also, they make wonderful hair products and appliances.
It's quick wraps from Con Air. It's quick wraps from Con Air.
I love when you do that so much.
Well, I love when we take breaks so much. So why don't we take a quick break so I can get my fix, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Where's my fish?
It's in my nose.
JPC Adel, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just got to wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Natal on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from... not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? It doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Here.
Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, that's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave. This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace.
Hey, daddy-os, come on into the party.
What's this going to be?
What is the vibe in here? It's like the language and the decorations are like wildly incongruent.
Chill, man. Here, it's hip to be square because we all use Squarespace, dig?
Oh, okay. Yeah, Squarespace, that's the all-in-one fun website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're starting out or growing a managing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to build a beautiful website. Yeah, yeah, we know. We understand.
I built a website for my beret.
Oh, cool.
Wait, I'm sorry. On behalf of, or it's like featuring? Did your beret tell you to build a website?
That's right.
Tell your beret that it can sell exclusive content on your site by adding a paywall to sell memberships or courses, or sell files your customers can download, like PDFs, music, or ebooks, or little pictures of the beret.
Tell your beret. Do whatever you want. Don't encourage him to talk to the beret. What are you doing?
I talk to the beret.
Huh?
That's cool, man. Mm-hmm. Also, you can upload video content, organize your video library, and showcase your content on beautiful video pages, like all these videos of my beret. You want to see?
I don't know that I want to see videos of your beret. It looks like you also have flexible payments on here, so you can make checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment tools. You can accept credit cards, PayPal, Apple Pay, something called Beret Pay? Burpay, and in eligible countries, offer customers the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay. Actually, you know what? I think Beret Pay seems to just be written in like pencil next to this. I don't necessarily know.
Looks like a beret wrote it.
That's all right. Don't be so uptight. Listen, head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
I'm getting a phone call and it says it's from the beret?
Don't pick up.
The call is coming from inside my hat.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ooh, Adeline Aaron.
Oh, what's wrong? Hey, JPC, what's wrong?
What's going on, buddy?
I just fell out of a tree, and I think I hurt my emotions.
Oh, that's a pretty short tree, yeah.
It's a shrub.
It's a shrub. It's more like
I was
a
trying
small
to eat
plant.
It.
Well, whether you're a human or a tree, or you fell from a tree, you should check out BetterHelp. Have you heard of this? You seen this?
Oh, is De Niro impression coming up in the ad read? Analyze that.
We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, they can affect us negatively. Like, what's going on with you?
So what you're saying is that maybe the fact that I was trying to eat a shrub in the yard could be related to my emotions, feeling all emotive?
Better helping to me? Are you better helping to me?
Better helping to me is good.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Say if you want like a Billy Crystal type.
And you know, this kind of therapy works so well for me because I love being able to message my counselor anytime and I don't like getting in the car to go to therapy. It just stresses me out. So if you haven't done therapy for a while and you're thinking about getting back into the game, I would give this a shot.
Hi guys, it's me, JPC. I know what you're thinking. That character who fell out of a shrub and hurt his arm and thought maybe his arm was his emotions. That's not really what therapy's all about. Mm-hmm. Right? Wrong. Nope. Right. That's not what therapy's all about. Therapy is about something different.
Anyways, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE.
I have better, Greg. Can you help me?
It's a lot of
perfect.
Fun, Adel.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Hey, Adel, you got a little something like in your nose. It looks like half of a full fish just like coming out of your nose.
How do you know it's half of a full fish and not just the bottom half of a fish?
because
I guess that's what the important question is right now.
Aaron is an optimist.
The fish is always fully up your nose.
Fish is half empty. Oh, God. Okay. Well, we are back to some listener-submitted riddles. Those first ones are from Aaron. Thank you so much, Aaron. And these are from Scott from Nova Scotia, Canada.
Oh, Nova Scotia.
We're going to call you Nova Scotia, and there's nothing that you Scotia? Can do about it. Yeah, yeah, it's like Scott, Nova Scotia, Nova Scotia.
Anne of Green Gables.
So, are we talking about Anne of Green Gables?
Aaron's head did a complete 180 whip around when she heard you say Anne of Green Gables.
Yeah, it's unfortunate it wasn't a 360 because now she's talking behind her.
I could talk about it all day. Okay, here we go. These are from Scott from Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia.
Scott wrote some original riddles for us that are really cool and very unique. So let's get into them.
I'll be the judge of that, Scott.
The following riddles are two-line rhymes that hint towards the answer. But the special part of these riddles is that the answers will all have your names in the answer word.
What?
As in, the answer will contain all the letters of your first name in the proper order, like your name, but
this
hidden throughout. I know.
This is a riddle doctor, and they are blowing my mind.
Yeah, and they're about to find some sushi up your nose. So this sounds more complicated than it actually is. So, okay. For example, with the name Aaron, which is my name, an answer could be
brag,
bearing, because of B-E-A-R-I-N-G.
Thank
E-R-I-N, all showing up in the right order.
Got it. Right order, but they could have other letters in between them.
Yes. And I think that they're all one word for the most part.
Will we know the person that is the subject matter of the riddle answer? Like, will we know it's an Aaron, John, or Adel?
Well, it's up to you. I think we should. I think it makes it a little bit easier. So I'm going to, if that works for you guys, but it's up to you.
Let me check with my schedule.
Let me check with the fish up my nose.
Tuesday, nothing. Wednesday, nothing. Thursday,
okay, water, say, water, water. Please help me water. Put me back in water.
I'm all clear. I can definitely do
I'm
that.
I'm good. I can make it work.
That's what you said to the fish? Yay. Let me check my schedule. All right. I have time to do this too. And the fish up my nose doesn't need any water, so I'm good to go. Right.
It's a fish up my nose.
All right, let's start with Adel's name, shall we?
Shall
we? Adolescent.
Nope.
Fiddle Adel. Fiddle Faddle.
Don't just guess. An elderly man who stops you from passing.
Adel.
I'm sure you've seen the movies.
He's describing me.
I won't bother asking. An elderly man who stops you from passing. I'm sure you've seen the movies. I won't bother asking.
Okay, an elderly man who won't let you pass. This sounds like the game Monopoly, but we're told it's a movie. What movie has an elderly man who won't let you pass? Maybe this is like a teacher.
I'd like to solve the puzzle for $1 million.
Yes, JPC, and let me see what I can find on my desk.
You shall not pass! The answer is, of course, oh, God. I forgot the name
Lord
of
the Lord of the Rings?
With that fire demon. What's the name of that fire?
Oh, Balrog?
A Balrog.
No. What's the name of the old man?
Gandalf.
Gattle.
Gandalf. G-A-N-D-A-L-F.
Whoa.
I would be a terrible cheerleader.
That's mind-blowing. I never realized Adel was in the word Gandalf. That's exciting and outstanding.
Mm-hmm. And John is in the word Balrog.
Balrog.
I think Balrog was also like a Street Fighter character.
Amen. Yeah, it was that fire demon as a playable Street Fighter character. He whipped ass. He fucking ripped Ken in half.
Anytime I played Street Fighter, I was always Pippin, and I would get fucking owned.
From the musical?
Yeah, he'd just sit in the corner and eat and sing a song
NBA
about circus
acts. He was playing Scottie Pippin.
I want to see Pippin from Lord of the Rings doing circus acts and singing while wearing the number 33 of the jersey.
Well, someone just immediately picked up their colored pencils and was like, all right, well, I guess this is what I'm doing today.
Okay, wait, what do you think? Would Pippin from Lord of the Rings make a better Dream Team basketball player, or would Scottie Pippin make a better Hobbit?
I'd like to see both. All right. A politician's word for crazy or a surfer's word for sweet. I prefer the surfer's way. The waves are hard to beat.
Tubular.
Yeah, your name is in the word tubular, so that works great.
T-U-J-P-C-L-A-R.
Oh, Cowabunga.
This is back to Adel?
Yep, this is still your name.
Cowabunga.
Radical.
C-A.
Cowabunga. C-A.
I like my cows bungas, and I like my radicals new.
I would actually like to see a scene really quick.
Okay.
You two are surfers, but you are like both new to it, but you think the other one's sort of an authentic surfer, so you're trying to fit in and be cool and say all the right words.
Oh, man. I'm so freaking stoked to hit these gnarly waves.
Karamunga, my brother.
Right. Surf's down.
I can't wait to get out there and absolutely sheet on these lettuce sticks.
Yeah, I'm going to skid all over this salt soda.
I can't wait to paddle out on my thin stick and really crunch up those waverinos.
Yeah, I'm going to hop on this booger plank and just fucking upright and downside.
And we're both on the same page. We're surfers. We're about to get in this splish splash, taking a bath sauce.
That's right. Gonna jellyfish my dick into eternity.
I'm just a shark in the water, but...
Oh.
You think
you don't smell like authentic surfers, my guys.
We're muy authentico. Do you want to taste some of our blood so we can prove it?
Would a non-authentic surfer know the surfer keyword? Tarngular.
Yeah, if we're not surfers, why are we wearing parkas?
You two are business dudes who just recently quit. I can smell it a mile away. Surf's up, my guys. I never stop swimming.
I am in a wet suit.
See?
All right. If you're having trouble with the quiz, I've got something for you, buddy. Take this pill and swallow it. It'll surely help you study. Fly me to the moon. I don't know why I started saying it like that.
That would be Adderall.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a crooner who's selling you drugs? Well, I want to see a scene. Adderall, you're gonna be this town's first drug dealing crooner.
Okay.
Hey, man.
Dee-da-ba-ba.
Hey,
you want
to
do a drug deal?
Shh,
Hachimama.
Stop. Sorry, I'm trying to get some.
Take away
sushi
your
cocaine.
Pain. Do a snort cocaine.
You're being so
Everybody
loud.
Knows you're buying drugs. Acha.
Sir, do you need to have that microphone? I'm just trying to get some sushi cocaine.
What's your name, little lady? Where are you from?
Are you doing crowd work with me?
Yeah.
My name is, you can call me Marissa. And I'm from
Marissa,
somewhere.
I want to kiss you, but first, here's some heroin.
No, I didn't even ask for heroin. Can I just have some sushi cocaine to go, please? And please be, like, more discreet.
I wish I could snort a little fish doing some aquarium lines.
Okay, well, the acoustics...
I fell on my head, and now I can only sing like this.
Yeah, and the acoustics in this alley are amazing, and I wish you all the best, but... Can I just...
I wish you fentanyl the best drugs.
All right, we're getting caught and arrested right now, and I am not surprised. I should have...
Take me straight to jail.
Okay.
I will burn in hell.
I love this guy. I could do this all day. Yep, that's me, Johnny Blue Eyes.
Scene.
All right.
Old blue pills.
A puppy, a kitten, a kid, a fawn, or anything that's cute. If small and precious and oh so sweet, this word will always suit.
Adorable.
Adorable.
A, you're adorable. B, you're so beautiful. C, you're the apple of my eye. I don't think I know that song.
A is for the Adderall I take.
C, you're the apple of my eye.
I don't know.
A crab apple? Am
you
I a
what?
Crab apple?
I don't know much, JPC. I do know that it's 8:43 p.m. and I'm tired. Okay, the next one
is Mrs. Kerbopple supposed to be Mrs. Crabapple?
I don't know, man.
Something to think about.
Okay, so this next one is still, it's the last Addle one. Are you ready? Okay.
Yes, I'm ready.
Do you watch The Office? If not, I won't make ya. If you do, you'll see Michael at this resort in Jamaica.
Scandals.
Is it sandals?
I think it's sandals. Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
Can I call you Sandals?
Sure.
Thank you. All right.
That was great. Why Thank you, Kevin. Kevin?
Yeah, A-D-A-L.
No, Steve.
Well, you can call
Scott.
Him Kevin.
Scott.
You can call anyone Kevin and it works for the show, which is the best part about what we've done.
I feel like I'm back at my high school reunion.
Steve, Scott, Kevin?
Glenn, Tommy?
Wait, this is just a chair wearing a name tag.
I should have went back to my own high school.
What are we guessing, my cousins? What's going on here?
Shit, I should have gone to my high school reunion, huh? That would have made things easier. For this to exist, these are JPC's names.
These are JPC's names.
You get it. For this to exist, tech needs some improvement. Strap this on your back for some much faster movement.
Jump pack.
Jump pack?
Jump pack.
What is that?
No, Aaron, jump back. There's a spider in front of you.
Honey, if you have to ask, you can't afford it.
Oh, no. I'm so poor. I can't afford a jump pack.
Look at the poor girl who doesn't have a jump pack.
What am I supposed to do at weddings when they play jump around? Everyone will be jumping towards the ceiling.
I love going to a store and be like, how much is this Cineburst? If you have to ask, honey, you can't afford it.
You can't afford it.
Surely I can.
It's a Cineburst.
You know it, right?
Oh, no, I don't. I wasn't even listening.
You got it.
Jump pack? Jump.
Well, not jump, but something
jet pack.
Jetpack. Yeah, jetpack.
Oh, jetpack.
Mm-hmm.
Jetpack-sy.
If it's a horror movie that you are seeing, these quick surprises might have you squealing.
Mmm. Pig.
Flash fuck.
Oh, okay. That is a horror movie to me. There is no two words I want further away from each other in a sentence than pig and surprise.
That's true.
Oh, no.
I know the answer if JPC wants any help or to pass.
And I know the answer as well. So if, Adel, you want any help, why don't you say the first part and I'll say the second part?
The first part, might as well jump.
Pig fight.
Yep, it's jump pig
jump
fight.
Jump scare.
Jump share, snap out of it.
A road trip with friends, you leave tonight. You'll use this slang word if the car is filled too tight.
What are we, a fucking clown car?
I get it because slang. I'm a clown. So that's your little funny joke. It's clown car is the answer because you think I'm a clown. Well, I got news for you, Kevin, whose name I do remember, and now I'm just being belligerent.
Scott.
This is a name for a car?
If it's packed too tight?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. You said a word that it was going to help you, because I said if the car is filled too tight.
Sardine.
Packed like a tin of sardines.
Yeah, your name's all over sardines. You Ooh, said something, baby. You said a word that I didn't use, but.
Me or JPC?
You did, Adel.
Clown?
I always forget that you guys can't tell I'm not looking directly at you.
Is this like a hyphenated word?
Yeah, kind
of. I know it. Yes.
Cul-de-sac?
It's cul-de-sac. The C is the beginning of my name. It's like if you listen to the last episode, it's like
Don't. Oh, I fucking quit. I quit. Fuck you too.
We're Casey. Like a bunch of cul-de-sacs in the back of this car. I am a new friend who's going to ruin the trip.
Casey, enter the sound effect of the MGM lion roaring now.
We're fucking jam-packed in here like a couple of cul-de-sacs.
Yep, you got it. Jam-packed. And there's only three for you. There's
jam-packed.
Four for us.
What am I eating, crustables?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Well,
write another one, Kevin.
If you don't have four, you can't afford them.
Damn
it. If the shoe quits, fire it.
Do I only have three because I have three letters and you and Adel have four because you have four letters?
Yep.
Fuck.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I've always said out of all the podcasts.
Look, there's New York and there's LA and those are the two podcasts. Okay, we are not either one. We're in the middle of the country.
I'm not even on a podcast.
I would totally hit this podcast and just surf up and down. Out of all the podcast hosts, the three of us have the least amount of letters in our combined names.
That has to be true. No one look it up.
No one look it up.
A piece of metal through a hole in your body. Don't get one at Claire's. They'll put it in shoddy.
Shoddy. Let me put a piercing in you, shoddy.
Go shoddy.
But it's not piercing.
Go shoddy. It's a Claire's here. We're going to pierce your ears in the Claire's hair.
Pearson.
Yeah, but not a piercing. But what do you put in a piercing?
Neosporin.
Yep, you put Neosporin in.
Do you guys, Claire, do you mind holding down?
Huh?
Do you guys mind holding down Bronson? I'm about to pierce him.
You guys, I think Neosporin might work.
Hold on. Dead stop. I don't want to give free publicity to fucking Casey Tony's podcast.
Yeah, it does. Neosporin works, Aaron. That's one.
Stop saying that word. We're not
that fits.
We're not promoting Casey's podcast.
Oh man. You have to listen to Tuck Wizard on Neosporin. I love it.
Neosporin. Holy shit, Neosporin technically good. Works.
Yeah.
My name's does. In there. But that's not the one that Scott sent.
And happy Neosporin Friday to all of you Sporos out there.
Also, I'm getting fully called out here because I got my ears pierced at Claire's and I ended up okay, right? I don't get sick anytime.
You have Claire's
anything
disease.
Happens. I don't get sick at the drop of a hat. You know it. What goes into piercing?
Anytime somebody drops their hat, you barf.
Who dropped this hat full of sickness all over the floor?
You said what goes into a piercing?
A stud.
No, come on. We wear them in your ears.
A jeweled piece of crap.
JPC. A ring. Oh, an earring.
There you go. A jeweled
Aaron.
Piece of crap.
Earring has JPC in it?
No, it has. I mean, we got Aaron to my now. Name, remember?
Oh, I was so confused.
That's what happened. All right. A leader?
I want to see a scene.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Your name's Zach, too? No, that's why I'm so fucking confused.
I want to see a scene. Aaron, you are the main piercer at Claire's. JPC, you are a nervous teen getting their ear pierced for the first time. And Aaron, you're trying to sort of assuage JPC's fears.
Hey, welcome to Claire's. What do you want pierced?
Just my ear, my left and my right.
Which one's left and which one's right?
It's just both earlobes. So any order.
Awesome. I'm FaceTiming my boyfriend. He lives in Oklahoma. While we do this,
we're in Oklahoma. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
We all live here. Can I ask you a question? You have so many piercings. Does it hurt?
Sure. So I normally get pretty drunk before my shift and do it to myself. So you're asking the wrong gal. On the count of 20.
Wait, no, wait. Do you have any advice for a first timer? I'm a little nervous.
I'd say try to see, like, if you can be in love before the first time, like, that really helps, and that's really nice. Make sure you trust them. You're, like, educated on sex stuff.
I'm not at all. Hey, can I be honest with you? Will there be a lot of blood? Because when I see blood, it makes me sick to my stomach.
I am FaceTiming my boyfriend. What do you mean you want to break up? Maybe.
Oh, what a beautiful breakup. Oh, what a beautiful end.
Sorry, my boyfriend's the town drug dealer.
With somebody else.
No, it's okay. Yeah, it's
fuck what?
You. I healed my time.
Hold on. Okay, bye. So what you said blood?
Yeah,
you?
Just when I was 11, my parents were killed in front of me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so when I see blood now, it just makes me kind of like
19,
crazy.
18, 17, 16, 15.
Are these years? What's going
16,
on?
No. 17, oh.
No, no,
18,
no. Are you
19,
going up?
20.
Wait.
Cowabunga serves up. Ka-doink, ka-doink. Your ears are pierced, ka-doink. No blood. Keep
that's
a little
my
kiss
lip.
On the nose.
Scene. And that was Batman's origin story. When I want my ears pierced, I go to Claire's. And when I'm going clear, I join Scientology.
Honestly, you know, that made me go like, hey, women are going to be the people you trust. Because I trust the 15-year-old girls at Claire's who pierce my ears more than I trust most doctors. They really had their shit together.
Fair enough.
Because they would listen to you, and they would listen to you when you described your pain threshold.
Oh, yeah. They wouldn't go, you don't feel pain.
Yeah, well, we get a lot of people in here that tell us that they feel pain, but we're doctors, we're better, and we never make mistakes.
I've been seeing so much stuff on the internet, it's pretty universal that, like, a lot of people who have male OBGYNs have been told by them that period pain isn't that bad. They're like, actually, having your period is not bad, it's not painful at all. And you're like, huh.
It's like doing a little fart after a big steak dinner. Something me and my Cadillac know a little something about.
Listen, I'm a doctor. The cadavers never scream when I cut them.
Any hoodle.
I'm sorry, you're a cadaver OBGYN? Your job is not necessary.
Right.
OGB by then. It didn't come out the way I wanted it to.
Add, this one might be tricky. Ready?
Yes.
Add an H to your name and it becomes Heron. What is hair made from to keep it from tearing?
Theremins.
Theremins.
Can you imagine if your hair was made of theremins?
Follicles.
What a musical haircut.
Yeah, this is a really fun thought experiment. Thank you, Adel. I'm going to think about that.
You're welcome. I'm just glad you're both witness to me losing my mind.
No, you're perfect.
What is hair made of that makes it?
You can get like a treatment of this.
Retinol.
Like a script?
No.
You can get a treatment of follicle.
Follicle. That's what I said. Hold on. I got so excited because I said that.
this
it's
is
like
for
a
Aaron?
Protein in your hair.
Did you know that rhino's horns are made of hair?
That's fucked up. Cartilage.
No. You can get like a treatment of it.
Aaron, I don't think I know this. What can you give me? What does the word start with?
K.
Keratin.
Mm-hmm.
Is it keratin?
Sorry. I'm sorry. I was holding up a picture of the new comic book character I've created. His name is Carrot Teen, and he has the best vision of any teenager. Now, what does he do with this?
He got bit by a carrot.
Ow! I was feeding my rabbit, and I think the carrot bit me?
I think it's... I don't know if it's keratin or keratin. Keratin? Keratin. Well, either way, you got it.
Either way, we're moving on points on the board.
Well, again, his name is Keratin, and coming back from the opera, his parents were shot in an alley. Now shot with a dose of keratin, making them stronger so they never die. This superhero has no complaints.
No, I love it. I think that you're going to make $1 million.
I think my number one complaint is Sunday dinner with my parents. I'm 42. Let me live my own life. You're living forever. What do you care?
42. Keratin.
All right. This is the last one. This one's a little dirty, so if you're with someone who isn't a grown-up who likes dirty things, skip ahead.
Hold their hand. Oh.
Nope. If a teenage boy is behind a door with a lock, there's a pretty good chance he's doing this with his wiener.
Masturbating. Baiting.
Is Aaron's name in masturbating?
It's the more like crass...
Jacking Aaron.
The other one that's sort of similar to that.
Oh, jerking in, like what hackers do.
Yeah, me and the wife are just going to jerk in tonight.
I'm jerking into the net.
Maybe get some takeout, jerk in. You get it. Married life. Thank you, Scott from Nova Scotia, Canada. Jerking off. Jerking.
Me and the wife are so comfortable around each other, we just sat on the couch, stare at each other, and jerk off.
And then Scott said that he liked the Riddle City noir episodes we did. So thank you so much for listening, Scott.
Scott, you're fucking so smart. You like the most popular episodes? How about naming some deep cuts, Scott? What are we doing? What are we doing with this guy? We're letting him say, oh yeah, I really liked Avengers Endgame. Yeah, all the fucking characters were in it, Scott. Motherfucking bullshit with this guy.
Some people just like the best stuff. You can't do another second of a Riddle podcast.
It might be fun to rewatch Age of Ultron, Adel's Sherlock episode.
Oh, that was a good one. I liked that because we did ads in it. It was crazy. That was fun. That was like a hard one for my brain, but I remember enjoying it.
Hey, and maybe occasionally it'd be fun to pop into Thor 2, The Dark World. Pretty much any of JPC's episodes. Who cares equally little about all of them?
That's the worst of all the... I'd say, okay, if we were, if our episodes were each an Avenger, which Avenger would they be?
Mine would be Jubilee.
Mine would be the Mandalorian because all of my good ones are behind a paywall.
You do you have some like all-star Patreon episodes. I would say mine are all my episodes are Hawkeye. Mostly just sort of there in the background there to support bows and arrows.
Mine are the Edward Norton Hulk. They have no place in the current world.
No. They have no.
Mine are like the middle Wolverine movies. If you hit Logan, you've gone too far.
JBC, yours are Iron Man. Adel, yours are the third Thor.
Can I just say, Marvel, if you're listening, I have a few pitches. Marvel,
yours are Guardians of the Galaxy. Adel.
Please, Marvel, please let me write a storyline for you. I can write Carrot-teen. I can write Wolverine. I have an idea for a Nightcrawler story, and it's called The Teleportance of Being Earnest. Marvel, please let me write a story for your comics.
Didn't you say that you had one that was a superhero who was a circle, and their origin story was they got slightly melted, and now they're Ovaltine?
That's right. His name is Ovaltine. He's a chocolatey mess, but he has vitamins. We think.
Speaking of vitamins, when I take vitamins in the morning, I don't shit all day, which plug me up something fierce. Aaron, do you have anything that you would like to plug?
Any shit you want to talk about?
Yes. I would say I think that Ovaltine would be a really good nemesis for Carrot-teen.
That's true.
Yeah.
There's something there. Follow me, Aaron Keefe 10 on Instagram. JBC, is this the week that I...
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. And then I have some fun news. I got to be on the Bill Buds podcast, and I had the best time ever. I talked about the fun album Aim and Ignite. It was truly so exhilarating to talk about music on a podcast. And I had never really met or talked to Johnny before, and there was a time where the episode ended, and him and I just talked about the Beatles longingly, and I thought, we have to have brunch. Poor JBC is witnessing us trying to have brunch and talk about the Beatles. It is such a delightful podcast. I've been listening to it so much. I check out the Arnie Parrott episode where you talk about Miley Cyrus. It's amazing. I had the best time, and please go check out the Bill Buds podcast. It's amazing.
And if you're listening to this on the day that this episode comes out, your episode comes out next Monday. So it's like, 4 days until yours comes out? But yeah.
But I can't wait.
Be on the lookout. obviously, you can listen to the Bill Buds podcast. You can also follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/SharkBarkman. That's where I'm at Monday through Friday doing my fucking bullshit. Adel, anything to plug?
I'm going to keep plugging it while episodes are coming out. Please check out Hey Tavern Tavern over on Stitcher Premium. It's a Magic Tavern spinoff with myself, Aaron, and JPC playing characters in Foon, solving relationship questions for Foonish citizens. You can use the code MAGIC, M-A-G-I-C, to get a free month of Stitcher, so use that wisely, and check it out. We had a blast doing it.
I'm actually also running a Stitcher promotion right now for you to also receive free access to Stitcher. It is a guess my password Stitcher promotion. So just try to guess my username, try to guess my password, and you can have access to everything on Stitcher Premium. Good luck to all the people participating.
I have a guess at your password.
Please.
Jupiter. Boobs.
Bye forever. Boobs forever.
Boobs Jupiter?
That's my username.
Oh, okay.
Jupiter? Marvel, please hire me. Casey Tony did the editing. Marty Parrott did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hey there, girls and scouts. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. It's This Day in Improv History. You can listen to that, plus our entire back catalog, at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.